This Finding Hidden Treasure minisode is a production of the Restoring the Core Initiative. The following are two excerpts taken from Communion with God, that is, Fellowship with God, written by the 17th century British minister John Owen. Excerpt 1 from Chapter 3, Communion with God the Father. The Father himself loves us. In John chapter 16, verses 26 and 27, Jesus said, "I do not say that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from God." But doesn't Jesus contradict himself? Has he not plainly said, "I will pray the Father for you"? John chapter 14, verse 16. Jesus had spoken many gracious words to his disciples. He had given them many comforting and faithful promises. He had revealed heavenly truths to them. So they were fully convinced of his great love for them, and that he would continue to care for them. They knew that he would not forget them when he had gone from them back into heaven. But now all their thoughts were on the Father. How would he accept them? How would he treat them? Jesus, in effect, says, "Don't worry about that. I don't have to pray the Father may love you, for this is his special attitude towards you. He himself loves you. It is true indeed that I will pray the Father to send you the Spirit, the Comforter. But as for that free eternal love, there is no need for me to pray for that, because above all things, the Father loves you. Be fully assured in your hearts that the Father loves you. Have fellowship with the Father in his love. Have no fears or doubts about his love for you. The greatest sorrow and burden you can lay on the Father, the greatest unkindness you can do to him, is not to believe that he loves you." Excerpt 2. This growth in our walk with God is what we are to aim at. Many dark and disturbing thoughts arise to hinder our walk with God. Few can rise to the height of the Father's love by faith so as to rest their souls in his love. They live far below it in the troublesome region of hopes and fears, storms and clouds. Abiding in the Father's love, all is peace and quiet. But how to rise up to the height of the Father's love, they do not know. It is God's will that he should always be seen as gentle, kind, tender, loving, and unchangeable. It is his will that we see him as the Father and the great fountain and reservoir of all grace and love. This is what Christ came to reveal. Christ came to reveal God as the Father. John chapter 1, verse 18. It is the name of God as Father which Christ declares to those who are given him out of the world. John chapter 17, verse 6. And this is what Christ leads us to, because he is the only way of going to God as a Father. John chapter 14, verses 5 and 6. He leads us to God as love. By this, Christ gives us the rest which he promised us. We believe in God through Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. Faith seeks out a place for the soul to rest. This rest is presented to the soul by Christ the Mediator. By Christ, the soul has access into the Father's love. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. Believers find that God is love and that he loved them from eternity. Believers learn that it was God's will and purpose to love them from everlasting to everlasting in Christ, and that all reason for God to be angry with us and treat us as his enemies has been taken away. The believer, being brought by Christ into the bosom of the Father, rests in the full assurance of God's love and of never being separated from that love. This is the first act of communion which the believer has with the Father. This minisode is a production of the Restoring the Core Initiative. Like us on Facebook at Restoring the Core. Email your comments to us at mail@restoringthecore.com. Thank you for listening.